Welcome to Medicare Connect Radio, sponsored by Millennium Physician Group. I'm Michelle McCormick. Every week, we're talking about the healthcare issues that are important to you, whether you're 65 or older, approaching 65, or maybe you're just making healthcare decisions for a loved one who's in their golden years. We invite providers and experts to share insights to help you take control of your healthcare decisions. I love the thought of packing up my house of 20 years and moving. Said no one ever. The thought absolutely makes me want to bury my head in the sand. But reality is, you will have to move at some point, maybe downsize or even move a loved one into some sort of senior housing. In this episode, we're talking with a company who focuses on helping seniors with that transition. But first, founded in Port Charlotte, Florida in 2008 and now headquartered in Fort Myers, Millennium Physician Group has quickly become the leading independent physician group with more than 800 healthcare providers across the Southeast. Services center on primary care and are complemented by specialty care, walk-in centers, radiology and lab services, physical therapy, telehealth, wellness programs, home health, hospital care, and so much more. Nationally recognized as a leader in value-based care with consistently high levels of physician engagement, Millennium aims to create a genuinely connected healthcare experience for patients by providing a comprehensive and coordinated approach to healthcare. And we want to be your connection to a healthier life. Learn more and schedule your next primary care visit online at millenniumphysician.com. Well, according to seniorliving.com, and this is from May 2022, roughly over 50% of retirees ages 50 and over move into smaller homes. However, downsizing and decluttering can make life easier, even if you're staying in your current home. We're going to touch on that and so much more with our guest today, Miguel Combs. He's the owner and president of Ideal Move. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
I appreciate you being here today. I think this is a great topic because no one wants to move. Like I said, I've been in my home for 20 years. My mom of 72 lives with me. I never want to pack that home up and go. Yeah. But first of all, before we get to that, tell us a little bit about you and what led you on this journey.
All right. So I had a career in logistics and really, really loved that. It was kind of a corporate career. And I always wanted to run my own company. And I looked at many, many options, almost started a couple companies with friends. And I learned about this company and really loved everything, absolutely everything about it right away.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, tell us about Ideal Move.
So Ideal Move is a senior move management company. We do exactly what you said. When older adults are moving to a smaller home, later in life, it's a really difficult move. So moving is one of the most stressful experiences in anybody's life. And then when you're older, it gets even tougher. And one of the reasons it gets tougher is because often you're moving to a smaller space. And it's very overwhelming. You have all these belongings you've kept for years. Just about everything has a memory attached to it. It's meaningful to you. And you kind of don't know, well, what can I take? What can I not take? What's going to fit in my new home? And a lot of people kind of freeze at that stage and don't know how to move forward. And that is exactly what we do. We help people understand, listen, let's plan out how your new home is going to look. That's going to help us determine what you should take. We want to know what's most important to our customers to take, because it's not our home, it's their home. So we really want to ask them what they want to take. And from there, we start a process of helping them say, all right, you got all these things that you can't take. How are we going to handle that? And there are a lot of little tricks that when you learn them, that they make a lot of sense, that can help you keep the memory, but you actually don't have to take the physical object with you.
Yeah. Well, all right. We're going to get to that. So in your opinion, though, and I got this straight off your website, mm-hmm. Okay, myidealmove.com. It was super interesting. What is the worst part of moving?
Oh, the worst part of moving? I think it's all pretty miserable. when I moved, I think it starts with saying, all right, what kind of movers am I going to use? Because now you're asking somebody, you're trusting somebody to put everything you own into a truck, and you're hoping that their estimate was a good estimate and that it's going to arrive there in the same shape that it left your home, and that they don't take advantage of you. Because unfortunately, that's an industry full of a lot of bad things that happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see a lot of stuff, people posting on Nextdoor, people posting on social, Yelp reviews, even Google reviews. You'll see at least one bad experience.
Yeah, yeah. I myself had a terrible experience when I went to business school.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, and we don't want that happening to our loved ones ever.
You really don't. You don't want it to happen to yourself or somebody you love. And especially when you're an older adult and you're moving, it's already so stressful. If you add something like that, that's horrible. Interestingly, the movers that we work with are so good, I had forgotten about this. I spoke to somebody else who told me, when I moved, my movers didn't even show up. Mm. And, a lot of times somebody's moving the day they're closing. And if your movers don't show up now, you're in serious trouble.
Right. And then you're scrambling and you got to get a U-Haul and, you know, or whatever and find somebody to help you at that point. Well, that just sounds terrible to me.
Yeah.
So, all right. So a senior move management company, you kind of touched on it. You don't own the trucks.
No, we do not own trucks and we really don't want to. So, you know, movers drive big trucks and they have people that can lift a lot of heavy objects. That's what they do. But there's so much more to moving than just that. There's a lot of stuff you have to do before the movers arrive, and then there's a lot of work to be done after the movers have left. I know as a 30-year-old, it took me about a month to fully unpack my home when I moved back to Jacksonville.
Yeah. Well, all right, let's start then with how you are different than a regular mover.
Right. So we have a number of things. First, we're all trained on how to work with older adults. We're specialists in downsizing and helping people understand, you know, what they should keep and what they should not. We also provide space planning, so we help people understand. It's a part of design work of how is your home going to look. We pay attention to giving enough space for wheelchairs in the future, making sure it's a safe environment. And then we have a team that will pack everything and unpack everything and place it in the right locations in your new home. And they don't just pack up stuff. You know, they really understand this is important to you, and they're going to take good care of it. And we want you to have a short move, and that when you come to your new home, you can have a dinner party that day.
Wow, that's lovely, because I remember we moved my grandmother 7 years ago and we didn't know about anything like this. My grandfather had passed away 6 months before. They lived in a two-story home. She had to get out of that house. We were moving her into an assisted living facility, which she swore up and down it was independent living. So, you know, she was 89 years old. But as soon as we started to pack her up, we realized what a task this was going to be. And it wasn't just a weekend move. Yeah. I mean, a weekend packing. And every time we opened drawers of the dresser or the drawers in the dining room, there were decks of cards from every vacation they had been on. There were playbills from every play that they were married over 50 years.
Yeah.
What is your advice to that person?
So my advice to those people is the earlier you start, the better. There's so much to do, and they're kind of tough decisions. You don't want to do it in a rush. You don't want to do it in a two-day deadline. You really want to start doing this as soon as you can. I really think getting objective help really helps, because when your family's trying to help you, all these little issues can pop up and disagreements, and you really don't want that at that time.
Do you recommend that the seniors at home, you know, the person that you're moving out to, because they're going to want to keep everything.
They do want to, it is very common to want to keep everything. We've met some very impressive people who have told us, oh no, I downsized last year. There are some people that can do it, and then there's some people that absolutely can't even take the first step. The way we do it is we can help you through it, but we kind of teach you how to do it yourself too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how do you recommend that we do that?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that is the hardest part. There are books out there. There are little tricks that you can apply. You got to have some order to it, because if you don't, you're going to be bouncing around your house from place to place and not really make much progress. There's lots of mistakes people make. Something you said is it's not just tough on your parents or grandparents. It's very tough on the family, right? They feel like, what are we going to do? They have to take vacation. They might have to leave town. Mm-hmm. You know, it's pretty disruptive to the entire family.
Well, and you know, in some cases, the caregiver, you know, who's really trying to help is also, like you said, working or has their own family that they're taking care of as well.
Exactly. I heard somebody today say, imagine that you have two kids, both parents work, and all of a sudden you have to go help your mom or dad.
Yeah.
You know, that would be a pretty difficult situation. And it happens very often.
It does. It does. We are talking with Miguel Coles. He's the owner and president of Ideal Move. And when we return, we're going to continue our conversation. We're going to learn way more about how to use a move management company to help with these seniors in transition. Stick around. Medicare Connect Radio is sponsored by Millennium Physician Group. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Medicare Connect Radio, sponsored by Millennium Physician Group. I'm Michelle McCormick. Every week, we're talking about the healthcare issues that are important to you, whether you're 65 or older, maybe approaching 65, or just making healthcare decisions for a loved one who's in their golden years. We're inviting providers and experts to share insights to help you take control of your healthcare decisions. Well, I love the thought of packing up my house of 20 years and moving, said no one ever. The thought absolutely makes me want to bury my head in the sand. But really, reality is you will have to move at some point, maybe even downsize, or you're helping a loved one into some sort of senior housing. In this episode, we're talking with a company who focuses on helping seniors transition. And according to SeniorLiving.com from May of 2022, 50% of retirees ages 50 and over are moving into smaller homes. However, downsizing and decluttering can be a little easier, though, even if you're staying in your current home. And we're going to touch on a bunch of that. Today, our guest is Miguel Combs. Miguel Combs. He is the owner and president of Ideal Move. And I don't want to butcher your name at all. But thank you for being with us today. And in the first segment, we talked about a lot about what a senior move management company is and the value of that when making these hard decisions. So how does somebody find you and reach out, and, you know, who's your typical client?
Yeah, so the services we provide are actually known by very few people. I meet a lot of people who say,
absolutely.
I wish I'd known you'd existed, you know, a couple of years ago when I had to deal with this myself. So I think all the companies like ours are trying to work on getting people to be aware that we exist. But typically, you have to be kind of already in the senior world in general to know about it.
Mm-hmm. And so then, who is your typical client? I mean, a senior transitioning, clearly.
Our typical client, not our only client, our typical client is an older adult that has been in their home 20 to 30 years. Maybe even their kids grew up in that home. They have lots of memories there.
Yeah, guilty.
Yeah, right. And then they're going to be moving to a smaller place, which makes sense. As you get older, you don't need all that space. You don't want to be having to take care of so much. Makes a lot of sense, but then they're faced with a tough decision like, wow, I can't take, you know, 3,000 square feet of home into 1,000 square feet, let's say, just as an example. So then they kind of get stuck. They don't know where to begin. And when we come in, we can make the whole process so much less stressful. We can clearly see, like, all right, what's most important to you? How are we going to lay it out in your new home? We go look at their new home get a good understanding of what it's going to be like. And from there, we start to understand what furniture we should take and then what belongings we should take. An easy one is if somebody right now has a 12-place setting for dinners, and they're going to a facility where they provide all your meals, and you might have a friend over one time, you don't need to take 12 sets.
But the china was a hand-me-down from parents and grandparents.
It is, and that is a very difficult problem and very common in situation that we're seeing these days. There's a lot of things that were very valuable to all of us that are important to the family that unfortunately the newer generations are not that interested in. And a lot of times the children, they already have their house full of stuff and they can't accept any more of these things that are so important to, you know, people, my parents and older.
Mm-hmm. So you were kind of a therapist in that case, you know, just helping smooth over transition.
Absolutely. There is so much psychology into helping people, deal with the belongings that are meaningful to them and how to keep those memories without necessarily having to keep all those things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My grandmother, just as reference, when we had to pack her up, she had like boxes and boxes of photos of people that she didn't even remember who they were. But these are old photos. I mean, to just throw them in the trash is so tough.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be sad. So we really try to send as few things to the trash as possible. Right. We sometimes see people that have big libraries it's very tough to sell books these days. So some people plan on throwing away the books and we really don't like to see that. We will try to get those books to a library.
Mm-hmm.
It's just very sad to see books.
Yeah. And then what do you do then? Since a senior move is different, you know, trying to manage that versus, someone relocating.
Yeah. So most people, when they move, they're moving to a home of the same size or bigger. It's kind of an exciting thing. You think you found something better. And it's more of an exciting process. When you get to the stage where you say, now I'm going to downsize, it's the first time you're going to something smaller. Some people are excited about it, that they're going to have less to worry about, and they're going to have a lot of amenities that they can take care of. But other people really see it more as a sad thing, as a kind of getting closer to the end.
Mm.
It took me a while to understand how tough moves like these can be for some people. I assume because most independent and assisted living facilities are beautiful places with great services. I assume people were always excited, but really some of them are pretty terrified of what they're doing.
That makes a lot of sense. And I think you have a very, very valuable point. I always joked that, you know, my grandmother lives in this cruise ship on land, you know, everything's there that you could possibly want, but it's probably her last stop.
Yeah. I think like you, it's a cruise ship or resort. They're beautiful. They keep getting better and better every year. I used to have, and my parents used to have, a pretty negative vision of what these communities were like, but now they're really neat. But there is this thing of like, oh, I'm leaving the bigger home that I liked. I have to go to something smaller. Like, I have to do this. Mm-hmm. It depends what stage people are in. Sometimes people go to independent living and it's a plan they've had for years and they can't wait to get there. But there are other situations where they kind of wish they weren't doing this, especially if somebody's maybe losing some cognitive ability and the family's nervous and they say, hey, we think we need to go there. In those cases, they can be much more hesitant.
Yeah. And then on top of the relocating, going somewhere perhaps by themselves, not knowing anybody, you know, how else do the seniors feel during these transitions of going, you know, you're going through every one of your possessions that you've had maybe with your spouse of 50 years plus, mm-hmm. maybe alone.
Yeah, it's usually a very wide mix of emotions. There can be some excitement, some relief, but there is also a lot of sadness, a lot of overwhelm, and a lot of hesitancy about it. And I'll tell you, that's why we like to send our team in to do a lot of the work. We don't want to have these rough people come in and just kind of throw their belongings in boxes because they need to move them as fast as possible. We really like to take a much softer approach to how we go through the whole process and show a lot of respect for our clients' belongings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And their emotions, their belongings and their emotions.
Well, exactly. You're packing up a lot more than just material items.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So yes. Our guest is Miguel Coles, the owner and president of Ideal Move. And we are having a great conversation about a senior move management company helping seniors transition. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the part of his team that helps with design and decluttering. So that's an exciting thing. So stick around. Medicare Connect Radio, sponsored by Millennium Physician Group, will be right back. Welcome back to Medicare Connect Radio, sponsored by Millennium Physician Group. I'm Michelle McCormick. Every week, we're talking about healthcare issues that are important to you, whether you're 65 or older, approaching 65, or maybe you're just making healthcare decisions for a loved one in their golden years. We invite providers and experts to share insights to help you take control of your healthcare decisions. Well, nobody loves moving, right? Nobody wants to pack up their house of 20 years and get rid of their stuff and downsize and all that stuff. So we are talking today in this episode with a move management company who focuses on helping seniors transition. And our guest is Miguel Coles. He's the owner and president of Ideal Move. And Miguel, in the last segment, we talked about how emotional and hard it is for people packing up, anybody really packing up and downsizing, especially seniors who are moving into a new facility, a new independent living or assisted living. And we discussed, you know, what do we do with the abundance of stuff that they can't bring, and books you mentioned specifically, and this is really important to me too, that you donate them to libraries, Goodwill, I'm sure, Salvation Army, all those type of, but what about like the heavy, the big load stuff, like the furniture and that type of stuff that they can't take with them?
Yeah. So we're big proponents of donations. We have so many customers that are leaving so much behind. They have so much that they're not going to keep. So we've made it our job to get to know the charities in town. And therefore, we know very well that there are lots of people that need things. So we love to make that connection. We're big proponents of donating. There's lots of advantages to it. You feel good about giving these things to somebody that needs them. You get a tax break for doing that. And it's a good alternative to, we try to give our customers as many options as possible. So other options are estate sales. That can be a good option, but you need to have a good amount of good things to sell. If not, an estate sale company will not want to work with you. You can do consignment, which can be good, but there's also some downsides to it. You can sell things online. But all those things usually disappoint people how much money they're going to get for things. A lot of times you paid a lot for something years ago, and now these days it's not valued as much. So that becomes a disappointing process. People buying things online are looking for cheap things, and they're making low offers. It takes a lot of time to get that done. Consignment, the more time passes, the less money you're going to get for your thing. So in the end, you may get a lot less than you expected. So donating saves money. It makes you feel a lot better about helping your community, and it's much less stressful.
Yeah, we went the estate route, and it was a terrible estate sale route, and it was a terrible experience. I mean, just we got anyway, terrible experience. Yeah. But I do like the idea. I think selling stuff online, you know, I agree with you. I think it is, it's onesie twosies. I mean, you have to put each item up individually. You have to manage each item. You have to go meet people. You have to deal with Venmo or cash or whatever it may be. It's so cumbersome. And your headspace probably just isn't right there. But the donation. So we mentioned earlier about the 12-piece setting that was perhaps moved, you know, passed down through generations of family, and the kids don't want it. What do you do something that has extreme value to your client, but very little value to someone else?
Well, those are very tough conversations because we have seen items of very, you know, $20,000 table that we don't even want to say how little somebody's going to offer it for it now. So in that case, we really try to show the customer all the options, so kind of the right path becomes clear. I think, you know, in a situation where a table is that much, you should try to sell it in that case. You just see all sorts of quality and valuable things in all the people we help.
Yeah, and you guys help like coordinate all that?
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
That's great. That is good to know. So what area, where are you? Are you just in Jacksonville?
We're in Northeast Florida. We've even gone up to South Georgia, all the way down to the Palm Coast. So I would say we're in Jacksonville, Florida, and we serve Northeast Florida.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's good to know. And, you know, let's say we have friends who live in Southwest Florida, you know, do you have people you can recommend, or can you help people?
Absolutely. We love doing this. So we are part of the National Association of Senior Move Managers. So we have a network of companies like ours throughout the country. When somebody's moving from Jacksonville to another town or city, or coming from another town or city, we will look for companies like ours there. We will kind of vet them, and then we'll ask our customers to interview those and pick one, and then we work together with that company. So they sort of get a seamless service from two different states.
And is that an accreditation that you had to get?
Yes, absolutely. They are the authority on senior move management. I really would recommend that anybody that is going to get help like this goes through an accredited senior NASM company. NASM is the National Association of Senior Move Managers. They have standards that companies must meet. They have a code of ethics. They have a lot of rules to make sure that companies are behaving correctly and providing good service.
That is so good to know, because there's definitely not a lot of that. Like with a generic moving company, like you said, you're not going to get that kind of care.
Exactly.
All right. So let's kind of walk through the steps. All right. So I'm listening to this show. I'm like, okay, it's time to move, Mom. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give Miguel's team a call. What's step number one?
Yeah. So step number one is, you know, we're going to get an idea of what the situation is, where you are, where you're going, what do you want to achieve. Then we can have an in-person consultation at no cost. We really want to go get a better understanding of what your goals are, what your home looks like, where you're going to. Everybody's home is different, so we really insist on seeing it in person. And from there, we can start figuring out, okay, this is the furniture you have. This is what's meaningful to you. How is this going to fit in your new home? And we'll typically go to your new home, take measurements, make sure everything's going to fit correctly. And we start developing a floor plan, a move plan. And from there, we can start helping you if you need to, help you declutter, make downsizing decisions before move day. Our team's going to come in and pack everything up. We're going to find the best movers for you. Not all movers are the same, and some have specializations and strengths and things like that. So we'll find the best mover for your situation, make sure they do everything correctly. And at the new home, we're going to unpack everything, put everything in the place that you want it to be, hang all your art. We really want you to walk in and you're home. There's nothing else for you to do, but maybe enjoy your new home and your new community.
Yeah, that's awesome. And, you know, price is always a factor for people. So I'm sure there's like a la carte menu, you know, build your package type of stuff too.
Yeah, everything's pretty custom because every individual is different. We'll really adapt to the needs and the budgets of our customers. I can tell you, I looked a couple of years ago and our pricing was very close to the bottom of the Southeast for our services.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's good. All right. So let's talk about some members of your team. You mentioned design.
Yes.
So how does that process work? And what if you know you're moving into a, you know, we talked earlier from a 3,000 square foot house to a 1,000 square foot apartment. How do you, but you only have a floor plan and maybe you've only seen the model of where you're going, but you haven't seen your exact space.
Well, we're going to get we're going to make a floor plan of your exact space.
Okay.
For sure. We're going to measure everything. And, you know, our team has experience in interior design. This is not full interior design because we're not going to help you pick fabrics and colors.
Right. And drapes and stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. We're going to use what you have and lay it out in the best way possible with your input. And like I said, we have some standards we meet, some safety standards, keeping in mind that when older adults may themselves or have guests that have wheelchairs, we don't want to have any trip hazards. We're really looking out for functionality, making it look really pretty, but also make sure it's a safe environment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know my where my grandmother is now. It's very small, but when we got her in there, the microwave was really high and she couldn't reach it. And we're like, she can't cook anything in the microwave. So, you know, we had to move that down for her. And then the TV setup was all funky, you know. So does your team help with kind of that stuff too?
Oh yeah, so that's what makes the difference with a good senior move management company is how thoughtful you are throughout the whole process. Yeah, we are not going to put if we have a customer that's only so high, we're not going to put their daily plates in an out of reach area, right? Or far away. We're really thoughtful about where we're going to put things.
That is super handy. Yeah. And I'm going to be one of those people. Wow. I wish we would have known about you 7 years ago. Yeah. All right. Stick around. Miguel Coles, the owner and president of Ideal Move, is going to stick around and we're going to finish up our conversation and talk about decluttering. I think this is something that we all should really need to focus on. It's hard to throw stuff away, especially my kids' old art projects from, you know, kindergarten 20 years ago. So stick around. Medicare Connect Radio, sponsored by Millennium Physician Group. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Medicare Connect Radio, sponsored by Millennium Physician Group. I'm Michelle McCormick. Every week, we're talking about healthcare issues that are important to you. If you're 65 or older, approaching 65, or maybe you're just making healthcare decisions for a loved one in their golden years, we're inviting providers and experts to share insights to help you take control of your healthcare decisions. Well, the thought of packing up my house of 20 years and move into something smaller just makes my head spin. So we are talking today, and I know this is going to happen at some point. Miguel Coles is the owner and president of Ideal Move. And we have been having a great conversation about a senior move management team behind you to help you with these transitions. And one thing that really wanted to touch on that we talked briefly about at the end of the last segment is decluttering. Mm-hmm. And believe me, I look around my house every day and I'm not a senior yet, but my senior mother lives with me. My kids have grown up in the house, like we've talked about, 20 years in the same home. I have stuff in closets that I don't even know how high the shelves are. Mm-hmm. Is there anything we can do at this point of our lives that will help a transition later?
Yes, there's a lot and there's so much. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to say all of it. I can tell you it is studied, it's researched, and it's known that a lot of times reducing the amount of things you have actually makes you feel better sometimes.
Yeah, there was a book on that, I think.
Yeah, at least one, I think.
Yeah.
And there is some sort of stress, almost like baggage, with all these things that you must take around with you to life. And there's some relief in having less of those things to worry about. So there's definitely some mental benefits to that. You know, if you want to declutter your home, the earlier you start, the easier it is. It's not so good to do with time pressure. You should establish an order. You should write some lists. Try to set times to do it. It's too easy to start and quit right away. If you do it too long, it's going to have been so miserable, you won't do it again. So you want to establish short periods where you're going to do this with some order and focus. It is important to think about, do I love this? Do I really need it? Or is it not that important? One of the easiest things to do is to look for things that are broken or expired.
Mm.
That is a great start right there. And it's amazing how big of an impact that makes.
I think that is very good advice because this past weekend, I was sitting around, I was catching up on some reading, and I looked over at this shelving that we have in our kitchen, and it was all these old, like, board games.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, missing pieces, broken boxes. And I'm like, why are those still on the shelf? And I actually got out a trash bag and cleaned up that shelf. And I did. I felt so much better after that.
Yeah.
So I think you have a lot of value in what you're talking about. You know, it makes it easier when we have to move for downsizing and we can't take everything with us.
Yeah. And, you know, look, to me, it's a very sad thing for somebody to move something that they shouldn't have moved. And then if it doesn't fit in your new home, now you have to pay the movers again to take it out of there. So it's really better to get it right from the beginning. And that's something we're real sticklers on. Like, we want to get this plan to get it right the first time. We don't want to move stuff and then say, oh, now let's find some other solution that will require money to fix something we could have done right the first time.
Yeah. So, okay, Miguel, what do we need to leave the show with today? We've talked a lot about transitioning seniors through a move management company. Let's just reiterate again, you're not movers, you're a move management company.
Yes, we're a senior move management company. We do all the work that's required before and after the movers. We actually do some of the work during the movers too. We make sure they're doing everything correctly.
Mm-hmm.
But the takeaways I would say is, look, you don't have to do this alone. It's very overwhelming on the residents and the rest of the family when older adults are moving, and you really don't have to do it alone. You can get the help of professionals that do this every day of the week, and it's fun for them to do it instead of kind of a negative experience for the whole family. It is good to have somebody that has resources and expertise, like a senior move management company. A lot of times during a move, some unexpected problem arises, and we'll have a solution for you pretty quickly. And we know the resources that you should use. For example, we know what movers you should use, and there are lots of movers out there that we would not want to use ourselves.
Right, exactly. And you're helping with, you know, what to do with some of our beloved items that we can't take with us.
Yes.
You know, consignment, estate sales, donations. You know, if our family doesn't want our beloved items, you know, who does?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, like I said, the great thing about donating is there are people that really do want those things.
Yeah.
So if your family doesn't want them, then it's great to give them to somebody that does.
Right. So, okay. You know, how do we find somebody like you? I wish we had known about a resource in the community such as yours to help when we were at our wits' ends without knowing what to do with my grandmother when we moved her.
Yeah. So some of the ways to do it is ask people in the community that you may know, meaning into a retirement community or a senior community.
And you can help move into any facility,
yes,
right?
Yes, you can help into any facility or any, you know, apartment, condo, smaller home, anywhere. Yes, we can help anywhere. I think NASM is a great place. If you go to the NASM website, you can find all the certified senior move managers in the country.
That's good.
And, you know, currently senior move managers really depend on word of mouth, which the good thing about that is they all have to provide good service because their reputation is so important to them.
Mm-hmm. And I know from the primary care side of what we do at Millennium is, you know, at some point our physicians are going to be telling a caregiver or telling an older adult, it might be time for you to find different housing. You can't keep up the upkeep on your home, you know, it's not good for your health. You need to be somewhere where you're getting around the care clock, you know, care around the clock.
Yeah.
And then knowing about a service such as yours helps us direct our patients too.
Absolutely. So you just reminded me of a story I heard. A friend of mine told me he moved his dad into a senior facility, and his dad spent weeks surrounded by boxes.
Mm.
And his dad just kept saying, I don't like this place. I don't want to go somewhere else.
Oh, it's so not healthy. Yeah.
That's a really sad situation. If you can go, what we prefer for anybody is to walk into a place and say, wow, I love it. This looks great. And that's what we hear often. And that's what we're always working towards. We really want people to say, oh, I love my new home.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like home. You're not going to get that from moving into a unit full of boxes.
I agree. Well, Miguel Coles, the owner and president of Ideal Move, how can we find you?
All right. You can find us on www.myidealmove.com. And our phone number is 904-826-7055. And we are also on Facebook.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I learned a lot about what we should have done seven years ago and what I can do moving forward. So I really appreciate your time today.
All right. Thank you so much.
The conversation continues next time on Medicare Connect Radio. Millennium aims to create a genuinely connected healthcare experience for patients by providing a comprehensive and coordinated approach to healthcare. We also want to be your connection to a healthier life. Learn more and schedule your next primary care visit online at millenniumphysician.com. In good health, I'm Michelle McCormick. Have a great day.